You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back 5 minutes past the hour on this phenomenal day. We've been talking about tipping across the United States. A study has come out saying that the worst tippers in America are from Arkansas, Georgia, Alabama. Best tippers appear to be in New York City, where in New York, people are tipping close to 25%, yet in Arkansas, close to 10%, Georgia, 11%. We've had a little bit of debate on tipping. Some of you guys have been on the line, patiently waiting to tell me if this is bogus or not. Oh, is he there? We got Lee on the line or no? Oh, okay. Sorry, Lee. All right. So some of you guys have been trying to defend your city or defend your state. I don't blame you. Apparently, this survey, it's a small one, people. 2,300 people from all over America were surveyed. It's only 2,300. And I guess it was conducted by the website Coupon Codes for You. And they found that the worst tipping appears to be in states of the South. Yet California, Nevada, Texas, and New York appear to be the most generous. Tipping New York close to 25%, California tips close to 20.4%, Nevada 20.1%, Texas 19.7% tip. Now, what was interesting is somebody had right before the break had said that in Georgia, they do tip hardly at all, a buck or two, yet I think Lee was calling to counter that, saying, nah, we tip better. Usually he tips 20 to 25%. So, here's my issue with tips. When I waited tables, I told you all, I was averaging maybe $1.60 an hour, not making a lot of money, and so you lived on the tips. You needed the tips. And so for me, I tip at least 20% because once you're in the industry, you can't not, you know, because you kind of understand, you know, what these people live on. And, you know, coming from Nevada, too, you know, most of my patients are in the whole customer service realm of things, you know, in Vegas with the casinos, et cetera. And so tips are extremely important, okay? So I get that. But then on the flip side, if I wasn't in the industry, I would think the whole tipping process is ridiculous. All right. And the reason why is I think we spend way too much money for services in and of itself. The problem is the service. Okay. And what we pay for the service doesn't really go that much to the employee. So you may be dropping $100 at a restaurant for a couple of you going, damn, that was a lot of money. All right. But the food server doesn't get that. The owner does. So you're kind of feel forced to drop an extra $20-$25 to appease and you know the server who waited on you. And why isn't the price of the service given to the waiter or waitress, etc., food server? And I know some of you are like, well, yeah, they get a wage, but you don't understand, the wages are so small. I think that's ridiculous. You know, I told you guys I was really upset because we used to, you know, throw parties for kids, and, you know, you would go to one of these bounce places or whatever, and you would easily drop $400 or $500, all right? And that included the room, it included maybe some food, it included the helpers that would, you know, get the kids all ready and organize everybody to sing and cut the cake, etc. But then on top of that, you had to tip. Well, if you're already dropping $300-$400 for one of these regular run-of-the-mill bounce places, why doesn't that, if you're already paying for labor, et cetera, so then you paying on a $300-$500 tab, that's a lot for 20%. I can't spend $100 on tip, especially when the whole reason why we're paying the inflated price is because we wanted the helpers. And so, I don't know if we should just change the system. Pay everybody well, so then we as consumers don't have to drop the extra dough, or those of us who are financially strapped don't undercut a tip and hurt our American workers out there, because that's the problem. When I hear, and remember, I practice in Las Vegas, So I have a lot of patients. I have a lot of teachers. I have a lot of police officers, firefighters, casino workers, dealers, cocktailers, dancers, show people that are in the shows, etc., limo drivers, taxi cab drivers. When I hear that people are getting a buck or two tip, okay, that doesn't hurt the employer. It hurts the people doing the service. And I almost wonder if some service industry people would say, look, okay, let's get rid of the whole tip issue. Just pay us more, okay, because you have the inflated price anyway. Just pay us more so people don't think our tips are already included in the price, where the gratuity is already included in the price, so then we don't get a buck or two and are starving because the minimum wage stinks. But then on the flip side, some of us do really well because of the tips. When I was in college, I was working at Jack in the Box, and I was making about $4 an hour at Jack in the Box. Now, I was in college from 93 to 97, so I think I got a raise to $4.11 an hour, and then I think I got myself all the way up to $4.25 an hour. Meanwhile, my friends who were going to the UNLV and a part of the hotel college, the hotel school, were able to get some jobs as front desk, okay? And front desk at the time was paying about $10 an hour. I was like, whoa, here I'm making $4.25 an hour, right? Yet they're making $10 an hour. But even beating them were some of my friends who were in valet. And valeting the cars, some of these people were making close to $80,000 a year. Why? Because of the tips. So for some of you that make that kind of money, I don't blame you. I mean, the tipping economy, the tipping industry is what, I mean, makes things happen for you. I get that. And I remember people in college telling us, you know, our professors going, look, you know, there's going to be an age where you can't make that kind of money. So don't drop out of college to make $80,000 being a valet. Okay, because there's going to be a time where you can't do that and then can't make that kind of money. But, so I'm like, okay, well then I'll stick to Jack in the Box and my $4.25 an hour job. Okay, and I'll just, you know, slow and steady wins the race, hopefully become a doctor, hopefully become a radio host. And there goes that. But I got to tell you, as a consumer, even though I drop 20 to 25% for tips, that gets hard. In fact, I sometimes don't go out to eat because I have to calculate that into the price. Can't afford it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
June newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so what do we got for you today? Apparently, there are some companies that are creating anti-rape underwear and anti-molestation jackets, skirts, bras, etc. These things are pretty cool, designed to contact police and deliver electric shocks to people that could be trying to rape you, your daughter, sister, etc. Pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about that. I don't know how sexy the underwear is. I mean, keep in mind, at my age, I don't need sexy. I just need comfort. So I don't really need the lace at this point. An anti-rape underwear is fine by me. If my husband, you know, doesn't want me after wearing that, well, tough. Not that I would wear it for him, but you know what I'm talking about. Then it looks like 4 billion people in the world have untreated cavities. 4 billion. I don't know if it's 4 billion even. 4 billion right on the money, plus or minus one. But that's a lot. That's a lot of untreated cavities. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how the lawsuits are already starting over the hepatitis outbreak. Remember I told you Costco had a, I believe it was a frozen organic berry mix? Thus far, 49 people have been sickened from the disease, and we already have the first lawsuit against Costco. All right, for the hepatitis, ow, oh, I just spelled something. Oh, sorry. Uh-oh, I just spelled in the studio. If I go off air, it's because I just electrocuted some of my information. That's all right. All right, we'll get this all cleaned up. Uh-oh, I could get fired for that. I have a little bit of, lemonade with me, and I just spilled the lemonade. So did you guys see that? Did you notice? I didn't swear. If I drop something, I think I've already trained myself to not use any, swear words. So that was a close one. Problem is, it's kind of a mess. That's okay. All right, so I guess we'll talk about that, making a mess. You know what that means when you spill something? Somebody's thinking of you. So I'm wondering if this woman, suing because she got a hepatitis A, is thinking about me, right? Somebody's thinking about me when that happens. We also got to talk about how hurricane season has started as Tropical Storm Andrea. Is drenching the Florida coast. One of my listeners from Georgia said they're also feeling it too out there. Storm is supposed to be going up the eastern seaboard. So we're going to be talking about that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. If you guys have any towels, washcloths for me to soap this up, lay it on me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big shout out to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Freeze Dry Guy, it's never too early to be prepared. All right, start stocking up on your freeze dry goods, especially as the hurricane season starts. This stuff, I think it can withstand everything, and the food is yummy, lasts for a long time, and very good pricing. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to freezedryguy.com to check that out. All right, so let's talk about these anti-rape bras and skirts. Because of all these sexual assaults that have been going on throughout the world, okay, whether you're on a bus, that one woman who was, I guess, hitchhiking, an American tourist in India, gets gang raped on her way back to her hotel or where she was staying. Anti-rape bras and anti-molestation jackets and skirts can actually be protective. Apparently, three Indian engineering students have designed a bra called Society Harnessing Equipment. Sounds sexy. And this delivers 82 electric shocks. And it also has a GPS that alerts the local police station when an unwanted touch is received. All right. Apparently, Manisha Mohan helped develop the product. It was released in April, and it is designed as a retaliation against the menaces in society after last year's gang rape that happened in Delhi. The students said they relied on studies that showed aggressors are most likely to first reach for a woman's chest. So they rigged this bra with a circuit of sensors that's calibrated to detect pinching and squeezing. Okay, so here's the only problem for me. I'm a little top heavy. And a lot of times, let's say, like my kids, they'll run up to me and they'll like bang my breast with their head and they crush the breast. I don't want them, I wouldn't be able to wear something like this around the kids. There's no way. And then, I just bang into people all the time. I don't mean to. So, but it's supposed to detect actual squeezing and pinching. So, just don't wear it around your husbands. They say the side of the government that touches the wearer's skin is insulated from the pressure of the sensor so you don't feel any of the shock. So two students at India's National Institute of Fashion Technology has also created an anti-molestation jacket. This discharges 110 volts of electricity when it detects unwanted advances. Now the coat comes in denim and acrylic, and it uses the concept of a sun gun and is activated by a button from the wearer, which will momentarily stun and knock out an aggressor. This is brilliant. Then, in Japan, designer Aya Tsukioka invented a maxi skirt that doubles as a full-body disguise. That would be great if there was a maxi pad sewed in also, because we could always use those, by the way. But you can't ask for too much. It is a reversible vending machine-printed design, I guess, that has an emergency flat purse or manhole bag that when thrown on the ground doubles as a sewer to hide your valuables. This is written in England. That's why I can't translate that. It doubles as a sewer to hide your valuables. This is the worst typo I've ever seen. And I guess there's also a backpack that transforms into a fire hydrant that could conceal the child. Oh, that's cool. So you could, like, hide. I don't know. Anyway, there's also an anti-rape belt. There's an anti-rape belt created by two Swedish teens that aims to safeguard women against unwanted advances. A zigzag-shaped buckle release ensures a complex path for removal. Ooh, kind of like a chastity belt type. All right. Also, there's like pepper spray that could be in the shape of lipstick, a plastic pink cell phone that doubles as a stun gun, a knife-wielding hair comb. I think this is brilliant. This is brilliant. The only thing is we got to be careful talking about it, because would-be rapists could possibly be going, okay, so wait a second. So anything that looks pink, anything that looks like lipstick, anything that looks like, you know, we've talked about rape. It's a very, very difficult, you know, discussion to talk about, especially if any of our listeners have ever been assaulted. You know, many times you're knocked unconscious before you could even act. So even though these things could be extremely protective, right, as you're being grabbed, it's the being hit over the head when not realizing it. Unfortunately, sometimes this stuff couldn't, you know, necessarily protect you fully. But I got to tell you, that's exactly the way we need to go. Where, you know, if you don't want to be stopped, and again, it can't just hurt a little. Okay, this underwear needs to be able to just knock you out so that people will be fearful of touching a woman. Now, some people will say, well, if you're a rapist, you're going to be insane and that's not going to stop you. Yes, some people are completely insane. You're right. It may not stop them. But for other people that think they could get away with it, right, and then realize they may not because they'd be stunned like a stun gun. And so somebody, like let's say somebody's trying to grab you and get you into your car, okay, boys too as well, all right, if they get stunned, all right, and so you're passed out on the sidewalk because somebody knocked you over the head, but they got stunned and they're lying out there on the sidewalk too, I'm sure somebody would long enough be able to figure something out. So I think this is cool stuff. Way to go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of breasts, not breasts, but vests, boy, an Orlando police officer, they claim, according to Mail Online, was fired for failing to wear her bulletproof vest after she had cancer surgery and implants were put in. So an Orlando police sergeant is claiming gender, age, and disability discrimination after she says she was fired because the breast implants she received prevented her from wearing a bulletproof vest. Master Sergeant Rhonda Huckleberry, a 25-year-old veteran from the Orlando Police Department, has filed a lawsuit. I didn't know that happens. I mean, I know there are certain things by choice and certain things not by choice. So if you don't wear a bulletproof vest, you could be fired. You would think, you know, a doctor's note would have helped her. That's interesting. Apparently, she's a part of the Tactical Crime Unit. And she had, according to one report, she had a bad review from a supervisor. All right? But she's alleging it's because she wasn't wearing a bulletproof vest. Yeah, you can't, when you have any breast surgery, I'm not saying I've had, but yeah, I have because I had the biopsy. You can't do nothing. You even have to wear special bras. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll change the subject. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So from what we understand, we are already getting from callers in Georgia as well as my family in Florida and some of our listeners in Florida that you already have high winds, soaking rain as Tropical Storm Andrea has already come up the Gulf. This is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. I know some of you are saying, gosh, it's early. Even though we usually hear about our hurricanes a little bit more into the summer, this is the hurricane season does start in June. So this is the time for it. But the reason why this sounds early is many of these tropical storms are usually in the Atlantic and they don't seem to go anywhere. So, you know, we're like, all right, well, you know, we just got to tell, you know, our sea captains out there and Coast Guard, et cetera, and warn them, but it's not going to affect us because of landfall. What was unique about this one is this is the first named storm and it actually made landfall. And here we are early June. It seems early. All right. From what we understand, gusts of wind I heard was supposed to get up to the 60 mile per hour. Currently, as I read this, it was about 48 miles per hour in St. Petersburg. They say because this is such a fast-moving storm, even though for a storm, I mean, 60 miles an hour isn't that fast considering, you know, compared to a hurricane, it's not going to be in the Gulf long enough. It's probably out of the Gulf by now. It wouldn't be in the Gulf long enough to build up enough moisture, okay? They do, though, think we are still going to be seeing some soaking. It is supposed to be moving up the eastern coast. It's supposed to travel across land up the east coast. So there are going to be warnings even up to the Chesapeake Bay. But from how I see it, as long as it doesn't seem to hang out in the Atlantic, it may not get the extra moisture that it would need to still be a highly damaging storm. If it goes up land, hopefully it would only be rain and stay a tropical storm status. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But, I mean, I do hear you. I mean, I was just as kind of shocked. I was shocked. Also, something that shocked a lot of people, even though it really shouldn't have shocked us, but it did, was the NSA, the National Security Advisors, or the National Security Agency's collection of our phone records. Now, Obama administration, of course, is defending the NSA. From what we understand, they took millions of phone records from Verizon. I have Verizon. I know many of you have Verizon. You've been pretty concerned about what they're looking at. I'm not shocked because I think anybody has the ability to listen in, to review, record. I mean, you know, like what we're seeing with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. I mean, you know, people have access to the text. People have access to your pictures. People have access to what's on your phone. Okay, that's what cyberspace allows. Okay, when you make calls, would like to think nothing's being recorded, nothing's being documented, but with cell phones and smartphones and everything out there, yes, things are being recorded. So don't underestimate that. When we talked about how cameras are everywhere, keep that in mind. We are always being watched. You know, many of us forget that some of these intersections have cameras. So you're running a red because you don't think there's any cops around, right? How many of us do that, going, I'm going to make the light, I'm going to make the light, I'm going to make the light, wait, check for cops, no cops, no cops, I'm going to make the light. The light already turns red, and you just enter the intersection. And you get through the intersection at high speed, which is dangerous, by the way. You make that left turn, you make the light, and you don't get caught. You look around, you're like, whew, that was probably caught on camera, right? Don't some of you guys get tickets, right? Because cameras caught you speeding, and you're like, are you kidding me? There was a camera there. And some of us pick our nose in the car. Some of us pick our teeth. Some of us backhand each other. That stuff is getting caught on tape. Not to mention those of us that saw 24. I love 24. I saw every single episode. These satellites could pick up everything. Everything. Okay, even in your house. That's as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, just keep in mind, we just don't have the privacy that you think. Now, it was interesting. I was watching the liberal media talk about how Bush started this all, where Bush would collect call records, right? I thought that was mostly the foreign records and people at, I guess, under government watch. All right, I don't know if Bush ever took on all, you know, like in this particular case with Verizon, right? Just said, you know what, we'll just get some blanket order and just everybody. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't even know if we would be told. I mean, my guess is any administration has been doing that. It's just we all know about this one. The Obama administration was declining to comment on the specific order given. He says that the practice was, or the Obama administration says, a critical tool in protecting the nation from the terrorist threats to the United States, which then brings up the question, what's going on? Can somebody please fill us in, clue us in, okay? What do you know that is making you want to now scramble and get all of our Verizon phone records. And I understand we're always under threat. I get that. But if something prompted this order, could you please just clue us in? Just give us a little tidbit of information, please. All right, so we can protect ourselves, okay? If you got some information that somebody wants to nuclear bomb Los Angeles, then maybe those of us near California can flee a little bit. Okay, just give us a little clue. Okay, from what we understand, the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, granted the order to the FBI on April 25th, giving the government unlimited authority to obtain the data for the specified three-month period ended on July 19th. Under the terms of the blanket order, the numbers on both parties on a call are handed over, as is location data, call duration, unique identifiers, and time and duration of all calls. The content of the conversation itself are not covered. Now, lucky for me, I didn't say anything negative. Nothing about my bosses. I did complain about taxes. I did complain about how much we were going to have to probably pay or how much we are paying in taxes. I'm sure I came up with a couple Obamacare jokes. I'm sure a couple mother-in-law jokes. I think I even, made fun of my own mother. But nothing with my bosses, so I don't think I'm going to get fired. I could get kicked out of the family, but I don't think I'm going to get fired. All right. So White House stressed that the orders such as this one disclosed by The Guardian would only cover data about the calls rather than their content. Yeah, right. If they're looking for unique identifiers, like terms such as terrorism or nuclear or et cetera, I'm sure they're going to read a couple of the words before and a couple of the words after. Okay, trust me, the content's being looked at, too. Again, you just got to be careful. I mean, we don't have freedom of speech. We never have. All right? We don't. Okay? We don't. Anything you say could possibly be used against you, anything you text. Okay? Even if you get committed for a crime later, text can be used. It's crazy. Okay? So whatever you think is free speech and protected speech and hidden. I told you, one of my patients who was a friend of mine before on Facebook, before she became a patient, starts writing me about her labs, etc., and I go, don't do that. You know, it's not private. I am not supposed to have medical discussions with you on Facebook. And she's like, but I Facebook message you. Facebook message is private. No, it's not. Don't think certain things are private. If it's in the cybersphere, if we have satellites out there up in our universe pointed at us, if you've ever seen 24... you know, nothing is private. Okay, we got infrared, right? It watches our bodies in the houses, right? Of course, my body lights up pretty damn hot, and we're just always being watched, people. All right, don't go away. We're going to be talking about our big dental problem that we have and how if you have an irregular heartbeat, that could actually signify you may have dementia. Don't go away, 1-877-DOCS-ALEX.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of you, as you get older, you'll start to notice that the heart rate, either you skip a beat, maybe some of you feel palpitations. Your doctor hooks you up to the EKG. And you may not have anything dangerous like atrial fibrillation, etc. But they say, you want to know what, though? You know, you do have an irregular heartbeat. Let's kind of keep an eye and make sure you don't have little bursts of atrial fibrillation, etc. So then you call me up, and you go, Dahlia, my doctor says my heartbeat's irregular. Does it mean it's going to stop? Does it mean I'm going to die? No, not all the time. No, it doesn't. Okay, every now and then we skip a beat. Every now and then we could have a change in our heartbeat, and it doesn't mean we have to panic. But if you do go into something called atrial fibrillation, which we talked about, where you kind of have a misfiring of the electrical signals coming from the atrial area, the SA node, such that when the electricity goes through the heart, rather than it being a cyclical type of electrical charge causing your heart to go ba-boom, ba-boom, you know, and having a rhythmic type of beat, instead the electrical misfiring, the muscle in the heart doesn't know what to do, and it goes boom, 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 etc. Okay, so we've talked about atrial fibrillation and how that can be dangerous. The blood doesn't get to pump all the way out when it needs to because the heart doesn't have a synchronized electrical charge, so it can't beat with a very good pump. And so you get kind of a halfway type of pumping, and you could get some blood coagulation, some settling of the blood, etc. Well, that could put you at risk for stroke, could put you at risk for heart disease, etc. Now they're saying that medical experts from the University of Alabama in Birmingham have actually seen people with psychological decline and unsteady heartbeat, where people who have atrial fibrillation could already start having signs of dementia and not even realize it. Now, does dementia cause the heart condition, atrial fibrillation, or is the atrial fibrillation causing the dementia because you aren't getting blood flow? I think it's more the latter, but that's what they're studying. Now, they didn't already look at patients who had a stroke or who had atrial fibrillation before the start of the research. From what I understand, they looked at 7 years of people. They did psychological testing. They looked at their heart conditions. And the results showed that patients who developed the atrial fibrillation in the course of the research performed the worst on psychological tests, with experts suspecting that this abnormal heartbeat could cause chronic problems in blood flow to the brain, therefore cutting the amount of oxygen going to the brain. So for those of you whose heart rate does go in and out of funny rhythms, take it seriously. Now, I know some of you young folk listening to the show are going, oh, Dr. Dahlia is talking to the seniors again. I could tune out on this one and wait till she talks about something cooler like tattoos. No, you need to listen also, especially if you're in your 20s, because what are many of you young guns doing right now that's putting your hearts at risk and giving you abnormal heart rhythms? Right? Can you guess? You guys are drinking energy drinks. Now, we had a very young patient, 26 years old, go into atrial fibrillation. He could have died because he downed a couple Red Bulls. Now, I understand Red Bull has a market out there, Monster Energy drink, etc. I've tasted some of them. They don't taste that bad. I don't personally need the caffeine, so I don't drink them, and I'm a little energized anyway. But even though I do get tired, you know, throughout the day, I haven't needed to go that far. But we had a patient who did and started to go into a very dangerous heart rhythm. So for those of you that do put yourself into one of those heart rhythms, you could be actually already putting yourself at risk for early dementia. So don't mess around. Now, for those of you that don't drink energy drinks and don't think you have issues with atrial fibrillation, if you do notice that you have weird heartbeats or you skip a beat or you have palpitations, just make sure you get that checked out. Okay? Make sure you get that checked out. Get an EKG. Many of you, you'll get the EKG, so you'll get your heart checked out, and then you'll say, oh, wait a second, now it's all perfect when I go to the doctor. Well, that's true. A lot of times when you go to the doctor, everything looks good. Then what your doctor could do or your cardiologist could do is hook you up with a Holter monitor. That's something you could wear while you're at work, while you're asleep, while you're away from the doctor's office. Okay, there's also monitors where when you start to feel the palpitations, you can push a button, and it gives a little bit of a marking on your rhythm strips to let the doctors know that you had an issue right then and there. What did the rhythm look like when you felt it? Which I think is valuable information, because many of us freak out going, oh my gosh, you know, am I having a heart attack when that's happening? It is really cool to be able to see what the hell is going on with your heart. So pretty cool stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the organic berries sold at Costco, that are under this scrutiny because of the hepatitis A outbreak, from what we understand, promised reduced exposure to synthetic pesticides. I guess it was a Townsend Farm brand. But Linda Brackenridge and 48 other customers did not expect that they would come down with hepatitis A, which they believe occurred because they had eaten the berries. Now, she's 51 years old of Lakewood, California. She has sued Townsend Farms and Costco, where she bought the tainted fruit, over the hepatitis A outbreak linked to the frozen organic berries that have, over the last week or two, sickened over 49 people in 7 states. 11 of them actually ended up in the hospital. Now, this is scary, okay? I know some of us are like, really, there's already the lawsuits? But this is scary, and you can die from a hepatitis A infection. There's hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. Hepatitis B and hepatitis C have more of a risk of turning to cancer, liver failure, long-term chronic issues, and death don't go away. Hepatitis A is more self-limiting. You could be cured from that, but it could still kill you, though. I mean, it is still a hepatitis, an infection of the liver. And, you know, rarely it could even cause liver failure, etc. So from what we understand, her urine became dark, her skin and eyes yellowed, which is jaundice. She began to vomit, dry heave. She had elevated liver enzymes and inflamed liver, was diagnosed with hepatitis A. We are not sure when she will be released from the hospital, according to her lawyer, Ron Simon. Okay, but doctors think she will make a full recovery. Now, how many people die from hepatitis A? Well, according to ABC News, 1 in 200 patients could actually die from hepatitis A, and that comes from the CDC. And it's usually fecal-oral route, so dirty hands, dirty stool, getting on something, okay? And food is usually one of the more primary ways we see this spread by contamination. You know, as a supplier, okay, from what we understand, Costco suppliers are required to have the ability to trace all their product ingredients, okay? And I guess what they're doing is they're tracing this back to pomegranate seeds from Turkey that were added to the berry brand. They think that the virus strain that affected two of the consumers was rare in the Americas but common in the Middle East. So they're right now working with, you know, the company to try to figure that out. It does, though, go to show you, if you are a company and you do provide food, et cetera, and sell something, even if you're not the manufacturer, you're just the vendor, you're going to be taken down in the lawsuit also. All right? So Costco, and I don't know how you would do this, but Costco has to then make sure that whatever is on their shelves will not cause an infectious disease. Now, I know Costco has to follow rules because they have to have meat, etc., that stays cool. They have to, you know, their frozen foods have to stay frozen. So there are certain health safety standards. But how do you know what is in a closed package? And I don't know what this package looks like, but I know when I buy berries at any of these places, Sam's Club, Costco, etc., you know, there's the white plastic package or like frozen peas that you get at a grocery store, any of these places. Okay? I mean, it's not a clear bag, so it's not like you could actually see this. And how do you see hepatitis A? Scary stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.